Hi, with Julian on the Brown Note and a review of Where's My Utopia, the second album from the Leeds-based post-punk band Yard Rock, Yard Act, who have gone from an extremely prominently received debut album called The Overload back in 22, January 2022. So a couple of years pretty much since their debut. And a more wide-ranging album from James Smith, who's the lead vocalist and lyricist, and Ryan Needham, Sam Shipstone, and Jay Russell, which is another, like, I'm doing three album reviews in a row, and all of them are in the running for contention of people's albums of the year. I finally got back into listening to new music, and there's a lot more to come as well, which makes these reviews torturous. The opening track, it's called An Illusion, has a terrific opening stanza, a sample of "All right, it's now my great pleasure to introduce you to the greatest voice of the entire century." But the opening line is terrific. The opening lines are terrific. It's a bank holiday, so all hospitals are shut. So I guess I'll have to saw my own foot. Send a letter to my son. Tell him that I'm drunk again. Tell him it's a buzz having this much fun. But tell him that I got stung. Tell him I got burnt because I went to work without my trench coat on. Yeah. A lot of this album, he used to wear a trench coat and used to have this very sort of post-Ian Curtis sort of vibe. Ex-military wear as well. Sort of harking back to a lot of those sort of Joy Division era bands used to wear a lot of sort of military sort of clothing from secondhand stores and so on. I had a French paratrooper parka from Camden Market, which was the greatest single piece of clothing I've ever had. It had this tunnel parka hoodie and 57 pockets, and I couldn't take it with me, and I actually left it in a hotel room. I've gutted ever since. This is an album that's produced by the Gorillaz guy. Remy Kabaka Jr., who worked with Gorillaz. And it's a much more wide-ranging, and the touchstones here, LCD Sound System, The Rapture, dance punk as well. I think the second track is probably, might be my favorite track of the year so far, We Make Hits. Great bass and drums going, like the bass and the drums on their own, a bit like ESG, if you know who they are. Fantastic. And the whole on the back of the bus chorus bit actually reminded me of Bad Boy Chiller Crew, who are across the way from Leeds in Bradford. Really good vibe and ace driving track, really, really great lyrics on it. Again, about their position in the post-punk hierarchy, and what it's too self-reflective at times on this album lyrically. It's a bit too direct. I just reviewed the Hooray for the Riff Raff album, and the lyrics here are sometimes a little bit more pained in their obviousness and lack of poetry. Down by the Stream has got this like House of Pain vibe going on, which is awesome. And Whoop, There It Is. Really, really good. Personal narrative about bullying and childhood trauma is throughout the album. Bit of a Dennis Potter play vibe, I feel, in his vignettes about, you know, being in a wood and someone getting injured, and his thoughts about, you know, his past of being a bully. Some of it is a bit too direct and a little bit less poetic. But the one big influence here that is very lifts those mundane lyrics a lot is Pulp. His and Hers, I keep meaning to do a review of that. But there's a definite, like, the opening track, An Illusion, it sort of had that mundanity like Wet Leg have at the moment. But I thought the some of the other tracks, like The Undertow, track 4, have this Jarvis Cocker vignette detailed. He's definitely got the idea that if you include these little little elements in the lyrics, which is right, which is true. I just don't know at this stage how natural it is. Dream Job, again, about their position in the music industry. It is a worry that they're talking so much about themselves at this early stage, and not about their previous life. But it's got an Enduring the Blockheads vibe about it, and it's about being in a band. I thought the Franz Ferdinand, probably the soundstage wise, it made Fizzy Fish track 6 make me feel a little bit like that first Franz Ferdinand album. Again, it's not a bad thing. That was a terrific album. And it's, you know, there's a grab bag of influences through this album which relate to having someone that is connected with the Gorillaz project. So Petroleum track 7 is got this kind of like Beck Odelay vibe as well. And it's not the only one with some sort of like hip hop inflections in the rhythmic background to it. I thought the last few tracks, I felt like, you know, they were like We Make Hits and stuff like that was really, really strong. There are more mundane tracks, but I thought the final run was actually superb. I thought it was the strongest third of the album is the last. When the Laughter Stops has very good hooky dance punk vibe and a very hooky chorus sung by Katie J. Pearson as well. Female vocalists do turn up on occasion throughout the album. Grifter's Grief, another great track. And it's got a great driving end to it, almost like they're trying to pick up the post-punk pieces once again. Centerpiece, Blackpool Illuminations, is a long-form spoken word piece with sort of like these jazzy inflections, and it's sort of low-key funk vibe while he recounts this story of being in Blackpool. I think I pulled out some lyrics here. So my mum, so this is about him going on a weekend away with his parents as a child. It crops up quite a few times in the album, and having an injury. So my mum had to run to the carpool from the chemist while Dad pacified me with a pack of crisps. I remember that bit specifically because for some reason, the ones he gave me were packaged differently. Typically these don't come in a blue bag. They call them ready salted. A self-explanatory tag, but I was stopped in my tracks as a new premise was flagged. The color coding wasn't gossipable at all. It was just a bonus gag. And maybe the flavor ready meant we're all doomed. And if what if salted meant salted like the rubbing in a wound? Even the injury I'd accumulated trying to leave the room. Because in the future, still unwritten punishment is waiting for a moment you don't get to choose. And this was, I thought, sometimes the ruminations on being literal are overdone. But I thought a lot of this actually veered into poetry, and I thought that was a great one. And a terrific ending track as well, Vineyard for the North, is like, the even from the title alone, the premise is magnificent. I think I've got some lyrics from that one as well. Keen hobbyist to semi-pro, but I still got soul. Don't let it go to waste. Amateur sommelier, I get paid to get pissed these days. It's ace, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life until the world runs dry. I thought that was great. And it's a great song as well. It's got a great chorus and another female backing to it. I think I saw the needle drop review of this album, and you know, the guy sometimes gets too literal and bogged down in the technicalities of albums and doesn't go with the vibe. I do think this is a great album. It's probably not, I would say, about fourth place or fifth place so far this year, and I haven't heard a lot of music, but it's still a really, really strong album. So I'm going to give Yard Act Utopia, which is often great and a little mundane at times, an 8 out of 10.